As an advocate for suicide prevention, I have done over 100 interventions in the last 4 years. Many have been referred to me, a few were friends, and some were complete strangers. One common theme I have found is that none of those people actually wanted to die. They just wanted to matter, to belong, to be heard, or to stop hurting. Most of the trauma they experienced was a direct result of a broken relationship, a broken heart, the death of a loved one, mistreatment, abuse, bullying, or neglect. Their hearts weren't tended to, nurtured, cared for, or completely healed. Loss was oddly responsible for a lot of lost souls. But the good news is that there is always hope. We are our brother's keeper. That means we were designed with the ability to touch people right where they are hurting. As we extend love and compassion and forgiveness and grace, we also become agents of healing for every individual that needs it and receives it. Because you are made in God's image, you become the life-giving water to those among you that are thirsty. When they see divine love being demonstrated in their lives, they drink and they can live. Never end a day without pouring out what you were given to heal the world.